who was raised on a farm, I always ask about oxen. Because one of the things very interesting is that depending on what part of the state they're from. Now, some people have had oxen, up to 1930.
Sure enough.
Yeah, so it's, did they have, when you were a child, did they, anybody have oxen?
They had them before I got to realize them. I think I heard them talk of oxen.
Now, I said on a cool day, you might put on a
sweater
or a coat.
Coat.
Yeah. Now, what might you wear between a coat and a shirt?
Vest.
Okay. Did you ever call that anything else? Did you ever hear that called anything?
Yeah, smoking jacket.
Okay. Now, and then these are?
Trousers.
Did you ever hear them called anything else?
Slacks.
Anything else? Okay, and then, someone says, did you bring that coat? And you say, yes,
I broke.
Okay, and you try a coat on and say, how did that coat fit? And you say, it was just fine, it
had a fine fit.
Okay, or it, would you say it fitted me or it fit me?
Fitted.
Okay, and a, okay, did you think he said that?
No, fit sufficient.
Fit means it fits you, but fitted.
Yeah.
I believe it makes it okay all the way around.
All right. And a coat and trousers made of the same material you'd call a. What would you call that?
A what?
A coat and coat and trousers made of the same material.
Suit.
And if you just bought it, you'd call it a.
Suit.
And not an old one, but a.
New suit.
Okay. And if your pockets are all filled up with things, you might say your pockets...
Full?
Yeah, or bulk.
Bulk, yeah.
Would you ever use bulge or bulge?
Bulge, yeah.
Which of those?
Bulge.
Okay. And if the collar, if the shirt wasn't sanforized, and when it was washed, it might...
Wrinkle.
And then, and get smaller, you'd say the collar...
Too tight.
And it...
Shrinked.
Yeah, would you ever use drawed up or drew up?
Draw up, yeah.
Okay.
I have some of them that way.
Okay.
They draw up.
Okay. Yesterday, so if you talked about it in the past, say the collar did what? The collar?
Drawed up.
Okay. And if a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you might say she really likes to
dress up.
And she likes to spend a lot of time in front of a mirror.
Say, I say killing time.
They
get get away from it.
Okay. But did you ever use anything like primp up or
yeah,
primp. Okay.
Primping. Not primping up.
Okay. And something a woman might carry inside, might carry in her hand when she goes to the store.
Pocketbook.
And an inside thing with coins in it. Something that they, she might put coins in.
Purse?
Yeah, and then something you might wear around her wrist.
Mm-hmm. Watch?
Yeah, that's one thing, but this would be just an ornament. You know, just a...
Bracelet.
And then something around her neck.
That's a locket.
Yeah, this would be like pearls or something. You'd say she had on a...
Pearl. Pearl beads.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about beads, would you be more likely to say a strand of beads, a string of beads, or a pair of beads?
String of beads.
All right. And then would something that men use to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Do you ever call those anything else?
Galluses.
All right. Do you use the term galluses just as frequently as suspenders, or?
No.
How do you think?
I would say suspenders.